Apple quarterly earnings call weeks away. Cranky Apple Store employees. Instagram for Android. Amazon Video comes to the PS3. And no more Canadian pennies. It's Wednesday, April 4th, 2012, and this is iWake. I'm Tim Chatton, and this is what's going on in the Apple world today. Good morning, and welcome to another edition of iWake. Leading up today's episode is the announcement that Apple's next quarterly earnings call will take place on April 24th. Traditionally, Apple likes to do a new product release the day after these calls. We had Lion and the MacBook Air in the summer quarterly earnings call, and we've had several other things like that in the past. So hopefully we'll have a cool new Apple product to play with at the end of this month. But either way, it'll be cool to see and hear, I guess, how many iPads were sold this quarter since it's an iPad quarter. Another general Apple news is a change on the retail store front. According to Apple Insider, Apple stores are reportedly changing weekend work requirements and increasing the mandatory minimum hours for part-time workers. Currently, full-time workers are reportedly now required to work at least one weekend day each week. However, due to their increased store traffic, Apple said to be gearing up to start counting Friday as a weekend day rather than a weekday, and is stipulating that even full-timers, including family room and red zone specialists, creatives, and geniuses, also must work two of the three weekend days. This is when visitors peak, so this isn't all the time, but people are making it out to seem that way, since there's always visitors peaking at Apple stores, evidently. The report notes full-time employees must already accommodate Apple by being available to work every hour their store is open, up to 40 hours per week. Part-timers must also offer wide availability, but only for a certain 40-hour window determined by management. Under the revised rules, which are said to become effective April 15th, part-time workers' minimum weekly hours are being boosted from 16 to 24 hours. Apple reportedly is said to try to accommodate time off requests made 3 weeks in advance, but the new rules are causing some employees to consider whether or not to quit their employment with Apple. So first off, I can understand the frustration here that this may cause, but I remember part-time jobs, for me at least, I've had a lot of times where I wanted more and more hours, but was unable to get those hours. Be thankful, first off, that you actually work for Apple, this awesome company, and secondly, be thankful that you have plenty of hours to work and you can actually make money at the job you're at. I would love an opportunity to work more and more hours with a job like that, especially at Apple. So be thankful you work at Apple, and I'm sure thousands of others would want your job if you decide it's too much pressure or too much time for you. So that's that. Now to some app news. To begin is an update to the Nook app for iOS. The update adds Retina support and the option of two-column reading while in landscape mode. The update is out now and available in the App Store. Another app news is the rollout of Google traffic for these smaller artery roads, is what they're calling them. Traditionally, traffic data in Google has only been available for highways and big roads like that. Well, starting today, Google will do its best to include smaller roads as well. The data should make its way to iOS as well as Android and pretty much anything that integrates with the traffic data. This is great news, especially for those that drive or are on buses and are wondering what the delay is. But perhaps beyond that is the biggest app story of the day, and that is the arrival of Instagram for Android. It is out now, and you'll be able to start seeing those Android users populate your Instagram feed. That is, if you actually have any Android friends, which you may or may not. The app is pretty much identical, and I'm sure is a welcome addition to Android users. And it's a welcome addition for people like us that play around with Android phones every now and then. There have been a few comparisons done of the Android versus iOS Instagram app, and you can check them out on the web. Just do some Google, and then you'll find them. So they're pretty cool comparisons, and it's pretty remarkable how similar the app's interface is. Moving from Android is the PlayStation 3. Not quite related at all. So the gaming console now has access to Amazon's video service, the Prime service, the streaming service, the rental service, whatever you want to call it. It's got the Amazon Video app. The Xbox does not yet have this, making it a very unique situation. The Roku is one of the other ones that I know has this Amazon app, as well as the TiVo. I have an Amazon Prime account, but Amazon I think they're going to refuse to make an iOS app, sadly. It's an ego thing for Amazon, and ego hurts you. It kills you. And it'll hurt the power of Amazon's Prime subscription that I currently pay money for because right now I don't get that app. I don't really get Amazon Prime benefits out here in Hawaii. I may get some, but I don't get the overnight shipping stuff. So there's really no value anymore towards the service that I once paid money for. So hopefully they make an iOS app that would keep me around, Amazon, if you're listening. Back to iOS is an awesome update to Shazam. Shazam, for those living under a rock or just don't care about app news as much, is an app that listens to a song and identifies it for you. Tells you who's the artist, you can buy an iTunes, where all that kind of stuff is. Now iPhone and iPod Touch users and even iPad users can track down artist info from music or TV in literally 1 second. 1 second, not the 30-second time it was before. And it's all part of the 5.0 software update. And it's out now. It's for the three apps, the free app, the Encore app, and the Red app. According to Engadget, it also adds a new user interface, the ability to comment on tags via social networks, as well as additional language support in South America, Spanish, Brazilian, Portuguese, and Korean. So, awesome update and exciting news, because I remember countless times I've been in a car or something, and there's something playing on the radio, the song ends, or somebody changes the radio station, and this update solves that problem. So, great job, Shazam. I'm looking forward to playing with this update. Last up in app news is an app most of us probably will never use. It's an app by Research in Motion, you know, RIM, the makers of the BlackBerry. It's to manage devices on the Macintosh. According to The Loop, RIM on Tuesday launched software that enables its large enterprise customers to manage Apple and other rival devices through the same servers as they do for the BlackBerry smartphone and Playbook tablets. So hooray for those in the enterprise. Cool news, nothing too shocking here. Closing out the show today is the incredible news and totally unrelated news that Canada has killed off its penny. CBC reports that in part because of rising prices for the metals it's made of, it actually costs 1.6 cents to produce every penny made. The government estimates it loses $11 million a year producing and distributing the penny. And that doesn't count the cost and frustrations for businesses and consumers that use them in transactions. How many of you are annoyed by the penny? Just having one around in your pocket. A 2008 report by Quebec-based bank Desjardins estimates the penny's existence costed Canada's economy about $150 million in 2006. Since 2006. So Canada's big banks alone handled more than 9 billion pennies a year, which cost them, those banks, $20 million annually to process. 2005 study by the Bank of Canada concluded that doing away with the penny wouldn't lead to any inflation, and Ottawa says similar systems implemented in Norway, Australia, New Zealand, and elsewhere didn't lead to systematic price increases, and it wasn't a bad thing. I am not a fan of the penny and wish we just had perhaps a single coin like the quarter. Who needs more than that? Perhaps it's too extreme, but I think the fewer coins, the better. I'm tired of having all this change that gets unused because it's a hard thing to carry around. Quarter is pretty simple, and I like the quarter. Hopefully the U.S., United States, can follow Canada's lead here in killing off the penny. But only time will tell. Well, that's what's going on in the Apple world today. If you like the show, and I hope you do, head on over to iTunes where I have my audio version of this show and leave a review. I'd really appreciate it, and it goes a long way helping visibility of the show. Also, if you are an audio listener, I do this show in video format, and I love doing the video format. I would like it if you could actually watch it. So head on over to youtube.com/TCHATEN to subscribe to my YouTube channel where iWake gets pushed out every morning or evening through, depends what time zone you're in, through the video format over there on YouTube. So youtube.com/tchatton. Also, if you're a fan of this show and want to see it go on for many more years to come, check out I Wake Again. So every Saturday, you get to wake up to I Wake Yet Again. This audio show is discussions and interviews all about the Apple world. They're longer form shows and a lot of fun to record and put out there. So if you're a fan of iWake, this $10 a month show is what supports this podcast that could go away at any time if I don't have financial support to do so. So please do so and subscribe to iWake Again over at iwakepodcast.com/again. Join me tomorrow for another edition of iWake. Aloha.